In parts of the American Southwest, Catholic Latinos adhere to an ancient tradition, singing religious ballads to greet the mourning or bury the dead. The tradition dates back 1,000 years to epic poems once recited in Spanish villages. People would gather around to hear a traveling bard present the news of the day in a poem that would last all night. Today, the echoes of those poems can be heard in the ballads known as alabados, hymns of praise or lamentation that reflect an intimacy with God. Kat Snow of member station KUER has the story.
On a deep, cold night 59 years ago, J.P. Gonzalez felt death brush the small log cabin where he held vigil, and he rushed home to gather his wife and children. "Hurry," he told them. "Grandmother is ill." The family drew on cloaks against the blowing snow and set out. Word had spread through the Latino community in this remote southern Utah town of Monticello, and the cabin had filled with those come to shepherd the soul and one another through the night. 7-year-old William Gonzalez stomped off the snow and nudged in among his elders, the icy draft of fresh air frosting the breath of the living, while death whispered its warm secrets to his grandmother, Guadalupe Valdez de Gonzalez.
I remember that it was, you might say, spooky. It was dark. It was a winter night. And my dad was crying. I'd never seen my dad cry. He was crying. And the house was packed.
The men sat on wooden benches holding prayer books filled with ancient ballads known as alabados.
And the men came in, and there was wooden benches. They all sat there, and there were some coal oil lamps up there, and they pulled out these books. And it was kind of eerie because the coffin was there and it was packed with people, and then the chant started. And it went on all night.
To me, the alabados are like these rich emotional contacts with God.
University of Utah sociology professor Teresa Martinez.
Their cries to God, you know, and they're shameless. I don't mean sin vergüenza. I mean, which would mean they're, you know, this person has no conscience. I mean, they have no shame in their crying to God.
Alabados for the dead quiver with passion. They can be exquisitely tender or sloshed in blood, gory and vivid like Spanish Catholic art. As recently as 50 years ago, all-night vigils for the sick and the dead were common in Latino Catholic communities throughout the American Southwest. Priests were scarce, the land was fierce for travel, and many towns had no Catholic church and no Sunday Mass. Often the alabados provided the only sacred ritual for these early Latino settlers. So there were alabados for blessing and sickness, for work and for praise. A continual stream of prayers rising from the lips of the people and curling into God's arms like steam off a lake at dawn.
El mejor hombre del mundo en una cruz.
A lot of people tell me that I make them cry, you know, when I sing. And when people tell me that, I always tell them, good, I'm glad I made you cry. It makes me happy to make you cry.
Para cantar el bendito.
This is the only alabado for the dead that Josefa Pacheco remembers from her childhood in Catholic New Mexico. Like many alabados, it's an intercessory prayer in which Mary goes to Jesus to plead for mercy on the soul. Josefa says the singing melts the shadow between our world and the other world.
I guess it would be that we live the part as if we were living together with them, with our Blessed Mother.
Josefa says she hasn't taught the alabados to any younger Latinos and says her own children aren't interested. As in Josefa's home, the tradition is fading in many Latino communities, not lost, but getting harder to trace.
Oh, inside it'll have it someplace.
Bill Gonzalez opens some of the handwritten, leather-bound prayer books he has collected over the last 30 years from pioneer families in Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Yeah, this is Florencio Espinosa, 1925. Macedonio Velázquez, April 13, 1914.
Among the penciled hymnals is that of José Prudencio González, Bill's father, which contains the one ballad González remembers from the night his grandmother died.
Por el brazo de la sangre que Jesucristo derrama, camina la Virgen pura en una fresca mañana.
González knows every word of the ballad, but he's never recalled the tune, nor in all his travels has he met anyone who does know the tune. But he knows where the ballad came from. It came from an epic poem written 1,000 years ago. The poem tells the story of two soldiers in Charlemagne's army, wounded in a bitter battle.
Following the trail of blood which Durandarte left, walked the other night Montesinos early one morning.
The ballad is filled with love and suffering and blood, just like the story of Jesus' gruesome death on a cross.
The clergy saw that these are very important because if people listen to these, let's change the content, put some holy water on them, baptize them, and we can use them for teaching religious truth.
And then it wasn't Durandarte who was following a trail of blood.
Following the trail of blood which Jesus was shedding, walked the Virgin Mary early one morning.
These counterfeit ballads, as they were called, came to the New World with Franciscan monks who sailed to Mexico with the 16th century Spanish conquerors. The Franciscans spread north and south among the Indios, their Gregorian chants melding with Indian melodies, the gory imagery entwining with earthy spirituality. Through this journey, the alabado that was born of an epic poem 1,000 years ago became a cry to God over a beloved grandmother's death, a cry that opens the door between heaven and earth.
That cry to God will never be lost.
Teresa Martinez.
It may take other forms. I mean, like in black music, I look at the progression from slave spirituals to blues to jazz to rock and roll to rap, okay? Different forms, but none of them were ever really lost. So let's put it this way, the alabado itself in spirit will never be lost because we'll always be crying to God.
For NPR News, I'm Kat Snow in Salt Lake City.